Every day, 128 people in the United States die after overdosing on opioids. Recent evidence shows that opioids have made their way onto the streets of Sydney. Synthetic opioid fentanyl is being unknowingly consumed, disguised as cocaine and methamphetamine. Alice Savage has this story.
With an opioid epidemic in the US, it appears opioid-laced drugs have hit the streets of Sydney. In recent weeks, several people across Sydney have shown signs of an opioid overdose after taking what they believed was cocaine or methamphetamine. Test results have come back positive for fentanyl, a highly addictive synthetic opioid. I spoke to Professor Andrew Dawson.
Well, my name is Andrew Dawson. I'm the medical director of the New South Wales Poison Centre and the director of clinical toxicology at Prince Alfred Hospital.
Could you please explain what fentanyl is?
Fentanyl is an opioid analgesic, so it's a painkiller that's related to morphine, except that it's just much, much more powerful than morphine, 50 to 100 times more powerful.
What is fentanyl used for?
Yeah, so we do use fentanyl as a painkiller in medicine. Its use being diverted into recreational use has been a problem and been a major cause of increase in deaths from opioid deaths internationally and also in Australia. In the US, since 2016, there'd been about a 50% increase in deaths from overdose, and those deaths were virtually all due to fentanyl, and half of those deaths were people who thought they were taking stimulants like cocaine and actually got fentanyl. So,
why is fentanyl showing up in stimulants across Sydney?
Well, in the recent cases, it's shown up instead of stimulants. So people have thought they've bought stimulants, and what they've done is they've actually bought fentanyl. Probably the reason for this is it's a relatively easy drug to get. It, because it's so potent, you can kind of cut it down and mix it up and give reasonable bulk, but you still have a very potent drug.
Should we be concerned about fentanyl showing up on our streets?
It's significant that we should worry about this. This has been a disaster in the US, and so if this becomes more widespread, it's going to be a disaster here as well. When you take opioids like fentanyl, what you get is you lose consciousness and your breathing stops. And it's so potent that, you know, literally if someone went in to snort this in a toilet, they may not leave the toilet. They may die in the toilet.
What precautions can people take to stay safe?
It is really an issue of harm minimisation. Obviously, the safest thing to do is to not take drugs, and they're going to need to change, if they decide to continue to use drugs, they're going to need to change perhaps the way they're using drugs. And so some of those changes really would be make sure that they're around other people, to make sure that people are aware that this can happen, and to call an ambulance and to, you know, look after their friends in the meantime.